I know I say it every day. I know that I play a lot of tapes that prove it every day. The evidence is overwhelming. It's incontrovertible. There's so much out there. There is no journalism. Journalism is dead. You know, ask yourself, look at, for example, the coverage of Stormy. Stormy, 24/7 Stormy. And I'm looking at it and I'm comparing it to, okay, Bill Clinton. And Bill Clinton, talk about a Me Too movement and talk about abuse of power movement. I mean, he's the president and you got a 21-year-old intern in the White House. So, yeah, she's above the age of consent. I get it. But I doubt any parent that sent their kid to intern at the White House would expect what happened in the case of poor Monica Lewinsky.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never.
So I went back, we're doing a little digging, and I'm looking at, you know, the so-called cable news channels out there, CNN fake news, conspiracy theory TV, MSNBC, and I'm looking, okay, so there's a big difference. What we're talking about here is a consensual relationship that may or may not have occurred 12 years ago. Now, only up to recently, nobody had ever said a thing about any abuse of any kind by anybody, any place, anywhere. I mean, now we're doing lie detector tests, and that's big news on the cable channels. But, you know, how many of these very same people that were in the business at the time when Juanita Broderick came out and said she was raped by Bill Clinton, a lot of these same people weren't interested in covering her story. A lot of the same people, they didn't want to hear about Kathleen Willey's story of being groped and grabbed and fondled and touched and kissed against her will inside the Oval Office. Nobody really wanted to hear her story either. And these very same people that are, you know, feigning their moral outrage, as I say, over Stormy, are the same. They didn't reach out to Juanita Broderick and interview Juanita Broderick. And this is not consensual. In that case, it was rape. In the case of Kathleen Willey, it was, you know, basically groping, grabbing, touching, fondling, kissing against her will. And in the case of Paula Jones, it was exposing, dropping his pants and exposing his penis. These are very different examples, as you can see. And the same would go for whoever this Playboy woman is. I don't know, whatever her name is. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, so in these cases, we're talking about a consensual relationship. In those cases, we're talking about a predator. They're more interested in the consensual relationship going back way. And I don't think anybody in America, everybody heard the Access Hollywood tape. I don't think anybody, I'll quote Jerry Falwell Jr., anybody that voted for Donald Trump thought that they were voting for a pastor in chief. And America definitely made a conscious decision that it wanted to elect somebody that was a disruptor, somebody that was outside the normal political channels, that they wanted a shakeup of the deep state, a shakeup of the swamp and of the sewer, and that the issues of the economy and the issues that he ran on and border security and being tough and not giving $150 billion to countries like Iran, where mullahs are saying and chanting death to America, that was more important than some of the social issues that we might discuss. And I'm not putting any moral judgment on it here. But the same people that sat idly by Hillary Clinton never, ever, ever said a word about the women, never had to answer the question about what she thought of Juanita Broderick and Kathleen Willey and Paula Jones. And when you look at the coverage and you see that these networks never interviewed these women, but they're interested in a consensual relationship, well, that would be an abusively biased political agenda by the media. And I'm not taking a stand right, wrong, indifferent here. I don't know what happened. But I will tell you this, the double standards stinks to high heaven.